China's Long March 7A rocket exploding after liftoff is notable for two reasons. The first is obvious. It's a significant technical setback for the Chinese space program, which has been advancing steadily toward its goal of a crewed lunar mission and permanent space station operations. The Long March 7A is a medium to heavy lift vehicle that carries commercial and military payloads, so the loss affects near-term Chinese launch capacity and likely the specific payload aboard. The second reason is geopolitical context. This failure comes as the U.S.-China space competition is intensifying, and Chinese launch reliability is a factor in whether their program can maintain the cadence required for their stated timeline.
The Webb Telescope images of the Lion Nebula are the science story that provides a necessary corrective to a day that's otherwise heavy with human-generated problems. Webb's infrared capability is revealing dust and ionized gas structures within dying star remnants that Hubble's optical imaging in 2000 simply couldn't access. The scientific value is in understanding how stellar death distributes the heavy elements that eventually form planets and, in the long run, everything that exists on them. It's also straightforwardly beautiful, and it's worth saying that clearly.
On the climate data, I want to be specific rather than sweeping, because the numbers are stark enough on their own. Copernicus data shows non-polar ocean surface temperatures reached 20.96 degrees Celsius in July 2026, which is the highest July reading in the recorded dataset. The previous record was July 2023, which itself broke the prior record. We now have three of the highest ocean temperature readings in recorded history, occurring within a three-year window. This is not statistical noise. It's a trend with measurable physical consequences for hurricane formation, coral reef viability, and fisheries.
The separate report on 2025 greenhouse gas concentrations and sea levels adds the atmospheric and coastal dimensions. Both hit record highs last year. These data points are connected. Higher greenhouse gas concentrations trap more heat, warming oceans expand, and ice sheets melt, sea levels rise. The chain of causation here is not contested science. It's basic thermodynamics with decades of observational confirmation.
Which makes NOAA's decision to end support for the Arctic report card genuinely alarming from a scientific infrastructure standpoint. This is a 20-year longitudinal dataset that tracks ice extent, permafrost thaw rates, atmospheric temperatures, and ecosystem changes in the Arctic. The Arctic is warming roughly four times faster than the global average, making it what scientists call a sentinel region. Changes there predict what will happen elsewhere later. Shutting down the monitoring program without explanation removes a crucial early warning instrument at exactly the moment the signals are most important. The scientists who contributed to it say they received no warning and no rationale. That's not a budget cut, that's an erasure.
Nearly 100 large wildfires burning across the western United States, with thousands of people evacuating, is the domestic manifestation of the climate data we just described. The fire season has been extending at both ends, starting earlier in spring, persisting later into fall, and the geographic range has been expanding northward. The direct economic costs in property destruction, firefighting expenditure, and health impacts from smoke run into tens of billions of dollars annually. The indirect costs in ecological damage and long-term water supply impacts are harder to quantify, but substantial.
The FDA approval of Tudrikhev for advanced melanoma is one of the more scientifically interesting medical stories in a while. This is a modified herpes virus, specifically engineered to replicate inside tumor cells and destroy them from within, that won accelerated approval for patients with advanced melanoma who have exhausted other options. The fact that it required three attempts to get through FDA review and eventually succeeded via the accelerated approval pathway tells you something about how the agency navigates novel mechanisms of action when the patient population has limited alternatives. Oncolytic viruses have been a research area for decades, but getting to clinical approval has been difficult. This is a meaningful proof of concept.